Welcome back to this episode of the Beaver Dam. I'm your host, Trent Mast, and today I'm actually doing the show by myself. You heard me right. Both of my co-hosts, and Patrick Spillman and Jacob Leibkap, are not on campus right now. It is fall break, but I did not go home, and I stayed on campus after my game yesterday, and I am the only one that is here, so it's just going to be me tonight. But luckily, there wasn't a lot of teams in competition over the last week, so it'll be a short show today. Hopefully, I'll take a little bit of a break in the middle somewhere because it is just me that will be talking, and I'm sure you guys will want a little bit of a break from my voice. So I'm going to jump in with men's golf, then go on and talk about the upcoming events for the women's golf team and the cross-country team, jump into volleyball, then women's soccer, then men's soccer, and then tell you when the next football game is. So men's golf. The Bluffton University men's golf team traveled to Mount Vernon for the Fall Cougar Classic on Saturday, October 5th. The 36-hole tournament was all played on Saturday, with the Beavers taking a respectable sixth place finish out of nine teams. Freshman Evan Kajawa led the charge with a 157, 78 in the first 18 and a 79 in the second 18. Coming in right behind Kajawa were Spencer Daniels and Dominic Castavetri, who shot 159 and 160 respectively. Freshman Clay Qualhorst finished with a 167, and Dakota Pratt rounded out the scoring with a 172. The men will tee up one final tournament for this fall on Saturday, October 19th, when they head to Denison Fall Shootout at Virtues Golf Course in Nashport, Ohio. So good job to the men golfers yesterday, as they had to play 36 holes all in one day. It was probably a pretty long day out there for them. So congratulations to them, and good luck to them, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, as they go on and take on the Denison Fall Shootout. The women's golf team was not in contest this weekend. They were in an off weekend after the HCAC preview on the 22nd. They are actually playing at a tournament today and tomorrow, so they did not play yesterday, and I do not have anything yet for that. I will get that for you next week. So they play today and tomorrow. Tomorrow's tee off is at 9 a.m. and that is the UNOH fall event at Hidden Creek Golf Course. And then Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 13th, they will be at the Bluffton Golf Course for the HCAC Championships. So if you can get out there Saturday and Sunday, go support the women's golf team, as they have been competing at a really high level and playing very, very good golf all season long. And then the cross country team, as I said, they were also in an off week this weekend, and they did not have to run, but they will run this Friday, the 11th, in the Jenna Strong Invitational hosted by Wilmington. And their race is slated to start at 5:15 for the men's. And then following up the men's, I believe, will be the women who start running. The women will actually run first at 4:30, and then the men will run at 5:15 in Wilmington. So if you can make it out there to support our cross-country team, please do. We love to support all of our teams. Now into volleyball. Here's some more action over the last week. So on the Bluffton University volleyball team was back in action on Wednesday, October 2nd, as they welcomed Wilmington College to Copeland Court to close up non-conference play. The Beavers defeated the Quakers 3-0 to improve to 4-15 on the season thanks to their second straight victory. Junior Ramey Bauer torched the Wilmington defense, knocking down 14 kills with just two errors for a red-hot 5.22 hitting percentage. Carly Lester hammered home seven winners against no errors for a blistering 6.36 hitting percentage. Also getting in on the action up front was freshman Kaylee Campbell, who hit 6.25 with five kills on just eight swings. Sophomore Maddie White dished out 28 assists in the victory. Sophomore Kyra Rainey led the Beaver defense with nine digs. Brooke Kleeman and Chelsea Taylor pitched in with 8 and 7, respectively. Rainey and Campbell both fired a career-high three aces for the Beavers. The women started HCAC play yesterday, the 5th, when they traveled to Earlham College to face the Quakers. The Bluffton University women's volleyball team traveled to Earlham College as they began Heartland Conference play on Saturday, October 5th. The Quakers were able to pull off a 3-1 victory, 25-15, 25-18, 25-22, and 25-17. Beavers dropped to 4-16 on the season and 0-1 in the conference, while Earlham improved to 13-5 for the season and 1-0 in the HCAC play. Junior Ramey Bauer brought the offensive heat with 21 kills and two blocks for the Beavers. Carly Lester pitched in with eight kills for the Beavers. Sophomore Maddie White dished out 31 assists against the Quakers. Sophomore Brooke Kleeman led the Bluffton defense with 22 digs. White was in on 18 digs of her own for a new career high. Kleeman and Courtney Weekly fired two aces apiece for the Beavers. Chelsea Taylor and Weekly also got it done in the back with 18 and 15 digs, respectively, with Taylor setting a new career high. Sophomore Kyra Rainey chipped in with a career high, tying 10 digs. This volleyball team will be back in action on Wednesday, October 5th, when they travel to Anderson University for the HCAC matchup against the Ravens. First serve is slated for 7 p.m. So I did not get to watch the Earlham game, but I was there on Wednesday for the Wilmington game. And they played really, really good volleyball all around. And I wasn't there on Saturday because, well, one, I had a game and it was away at Earlham. But that first game there, 25-15, was a little not as close. I mean, they lost by 10 points. And then coming back a little bit in that second set, only losing 7 points, and then in that third set, losing by 2 points, and then that fourth set losing by, I think, 8 points, and they did win that first game. So they just started out strong and struggled a little bit there at the end, but this Beaver team never gives up, and I know they are going to continue to play good volleyball, even if they aren't getting the results they want. All right, I'll take a little quick short break here. I know it hasn't been that long of a show, but I'm going to take a short break, and I'll be right back. Thank you for listening to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
You're listening to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
Welcome back to the Beaver Dam. I'm your host, Trent Mast. Today I am going solo. So I got three more games to wrap up. With women's soccer only playing once, and then the men's soccer playing twice this past weekend. And then I'll just say when the next Bluffton University football game is. So we'll start off with women's soccer. Bluffton University women's soccer team opened 2019 Heartland Conference play on Saturday, October 5th, against the Rose Holman Engineers. The Beavers dropped a 3-0 decision to Rose Holman in the conference lid lifter. Bluffton fell to 3-7 on the season and 0-1 in HCAC play, while Rose Holman improved to 6-4 on the season and 1-0 in HCAC play. The Engineers' Lane Lawrence secured the first goal just a little over 2 minutes into the match, giving Rose Holman a 1-0 lead at the half. Jessica Wells and Alexis Jorgs both netted shots in the second period to secure Rose's 3-0 shutout of the Beavers. Rose Holman put up 33 shots compared to Bluffton's 7. Both teams forced 3 corner kicks, but Bluffton was whistled for 13 more fouls. Bluffton with 17 and Rose Holman with just 4. Junior keeper Jules Frazier walked away with an impressive 19 saves on Saturday. Women are back in action on Wednesday, October 9th, when they head north to HCAC rival Defiance College. Kickoff is slated for 3:30 p.m. I got to watch a little bit of that game. And Rose Holman is just, both sides, the men's and the women's, they're just always a really good team, and they always compete really high up in the conference play. So a 3-0 decision to Rose isn't that bad of a game. I don't think the women played that bad. I thought they played a decent game. It just, their shots were not falling, and you see with the fouls, 13 more, fouling them 17 times compared to them fouling us only 4 times. That's a really big differential. I mean, sometimes, depending on where it is in the field, it could be a dangerous ball. So just being careful with the fouls, I would say. But I do think that they played very well, and I'm excited to see how they do on Wednesday against Defiance at 3:30. The Bluffton University men's soccer team was back in action on Wednesday, October 2nd, when they welcomed Finlandia University to the Sears Complex and secured a 7-0 shutout over the Lions. Beavers finished up non-conference play at 5-5 for the first time since 2008. Just 2 minutes into the match, Dalton Tanner took a nice feed from Hunter Coffey and finished into the back of the net to give the home team an early 1-0 lead. Tanner hit Pater less than 5 minutes later to give the Beavers a 2-0 lead going into the half. Tanner and Brandon DeCourcy started the fire for the Beavers offense midway through the second half, giving the Beavers a comfortable 4-0 lead over the Lions. Igor Malakias, Christian Parker, and Justin Combs also netted shots during the final 10 minutes to secure the 7-0 shutout victory. Bluffton fired a total of 30 shots while Finlandia took only 12. The Beavers forced 2 more corner kicks, 3-1, but were whistled for 8 more fouls, 18-10. Freshman keeper Tanner Newport picked up 5 saves on the day, while junior Connor Kamenicki added 1 in the save action of the season. The men also began HCAC play on Saturday, October 5th, with the home match against Rose Holman. The Bluffton University men's soccer team opened up 2019 Heartland Conference play against Rose Holman on Saturday. The Engineers scored 2 second half goals for a 2-0 shutout over the Beavers. Bluffton fell to 5-6 and 0-1 in HCAC play, while Rose Holman improved to 8-2, 1-0 in the conference. Strong defense from both teams left the match scoreless going into half. In the 65th minute, the Engineers' Ryan Tarr secured the first goal of the game to give Rose Holman a 1-0 lead. Another Engineer tally from Eric Kirby secured the 2-0 shutout for the visiting team. Bluffton's Jacob Kiger and Dalton Tanner led the Beaver offense with 4 and 3 shots, respectively. Rose Holman put up 25 shots compared to Bluffton's 7. The Engineers forced 3 more corner kicks, 5-2, while the Beavers were whistled for 7 more fouls, 16-9. Freshman keeper Tanner Newport walked away with 7 saves between the posts. Men are back in action on Wednesday, October 9th, when they welcome HCAC rival Defiance College to the Dam. Kickoff is scheduled for 3:30. Make sure you come out and support your Beavers. So yes, we are playing Defiance on Wednesday at home at the Sears Complex. So for the men's this team this week, we beat Finlandia 7-0. Played an okay game. I feel like we could have had a cleaner game, but that's okay. We came out with the win as we wanted to, so that's always good. And we finished off non-conference play at 500, which was our goal going into that game on Wednesday. And with Rose Holman is ranked the top team ranked in the conference right now. And they're just a good, solid team. Their passing was crisp. Their defense was good. I think we played a really good game. We couldn't get our shots to go in, but it happens. And they scored two goals. I know the one goal, I believe it was the first goal, was a beautiful header goal in. Not much we could do. And then the second goal was just he placed it and finished it pretty well. So just getting our offense in the groove and getting more shots and more shots on target. And then fouling, I think that was an issue. I mean, against Finlandia, we had 8 more fouls, 18-10. And we ended up winning that game, but fouls really hurt us having 7 more against a solid Rose Holman team when they were putting every single ball back post on us. And we got lucky a couple times that just no one could get ahead on it. But we did play very well, and we kept it really close. And I'm excited to see how well we do in conference this season. I mean, Rose Holman, I don't think they were expecting that out of us. And we're competing. We're competing as a team, as a unit. And I think we have a really good chance this year of surprising a lot of teams in the conference. So that's all I have for soccer. And the football team was on their bye week this week, but they were jumped back into HCAC conference play this Saturday, the 12th, against Rose Holman at home. So they will be at home this weekend. Kickoff is 1:30, so make sure you come out and support this football team. They've been struggling here a little bit. The first 4 weeks that they played, they struggled offensively, turning the ball over. So hopefully they had this whole week to figure a little bit of stuff out. And they also have another whole week of practice to get ready for Rose Holman on Saturday. So wish them luck. Come out and support. Kickoff for the football team is at 1:30. I will not be there. I will have a soccer game. But if you can make it, please come out and support. I know everybody loves when everybody is there and is ready for the game. That is all I have for you today. So that wraps up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us next Sunday. Check out previous podcasts. Search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. The WIT 961 podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Beaver Dam 961. For more stories and information, check out our website, blufftonwit.com, and subscribe. This has been Trent Mast. I thank you for listening to 961 The WIT. Roll B.